With cases of the novel coronavirus continuing to tick up in New York, more and more schools are moving away from in-person instruction in the state, including New York City schools, the largest system in the country. The transition is likely different from the spring, when parents of children were also working from home at greater numbers. In light of the emerging dynamic, Democratic state lawmakers have proposed tweaking the state's paid family leave law. And to explore this proposal, we spoke Monday afternoon to its assembly sponsor, Long Island Democrat Mikhail Szilagyi. Welcome back to the show, Assemblymember.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
So New York's paid family leave bill currently covers paid time off to bond with a new child, care for an ill family member, or assist loved ones when a family member is deployed abroad on active military service. Can you explain the expansion of the program that you're envisioning here?
Yeah, definitely. Throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, many parents have been primarily parenting their children and also co-teaching and working on top of that. And many of these individuals are full-time employees. And, you know, during the spring, we were in an unprecedented situation. Many employers understood. However, now that we're on the cusp of the second wave, we're in a totally different situation. And many parents are having to choose whether they're going to stay in the workforce or leave because they have to, you know, co-teach their child. And so we are suggesting that we amend the paid family leave program so that we include parents' ability to take paid family leave for a child who is either full-time or remote learning, or if their school is shut down or if they have to quarantine, that parent can take paid family leave for that time.
And you put an age threshold in your proposal. Can you explain why you guys put a dividing line there?
You know, I know this too well. I actually have a 5-year-old who is in kindergarten, and I'm doing full remote. And for the younger children, 12 and under, it's necessary for a guardian to be there to assist them and also to watch them. Unfortunately, they cannot be left alone. So in the bill, we put in language that people would be able to take paid family leave for children 12 and younger. And there is a clause that will allow them to take for older children if there is special needs or additional assistance needed.
Well, you mentioned how the situation now in terms of the people who are working in New York is different from the spring with so many more businesses open. It seems like this would be particularly beneficial for workers right now in retail services that, you know, you can't switch that job to remote work. Is that something that you're thinking about here in terms of crafting this bill, since there are a lot of white-collar workers who are already working from home and can at least tangentially be involved in remote learning for kids under 12?
Yes, correct. You know, we want to make New York a family-friendly place. And many of our policies that we put forth are made so that parents are able to balance. And so we just want to ensure that a person, particularly women who are leaving the workforce by large numbers, are able to, you know, stay in the workforce, have job protection, and also ensure that their child is educated. And so this bill would enable us to have the balance that all parents deserve, and all the children should be also entitled to a quality education. So this is kind of like an equalizer.
Assuming schools in New York do transition back to remote learning, how many parents do you estimate would take advantage of this measure? Do you have any sort of ballpark about the, I guess, millions that might want to use this?
Yes, you know, we don't have exact numbers and figures just yet because we just submitted this legislation. But, you know, we are trying to calculate that number. But we assume that a large amount of people are going to take advantage of this. But at the end of the day, this is about ensuring that we are on the road to recovery, that people are not falling into poverty because they are having to choose to be a caregiver or unemployed.
And benefits under the current paid family leave structure are calculated based on, in terms of where the money comes from, they're calculated on a payment system that really takes into consideration the different types of care that people can leave for, and that obviously doesn't include, you know, leaving for remote learning. So are you concerned at all about expanding the availability of these benefits and not accompanying it with a measure to, you know, help pay for it? Could it potentially bankrupt the system?
So we're definitely looking at different dynamics. You know, we're not married to just one proposal. And if we get additional federal assistance, it would be great. But hopefully this idea, this concept, resonates on a national level And they think about the next stimulus bill should include money so we can support this program. But, you know, all in all, we're not married to one concept of funding this program. We're open to getting additional assistance from the federal level or other monies or the paid family leave program. But at the end of the day, it's going to cost the state of New York more money if we have a situation where people have to lose their job or have to be, you know, let go in order for us to ensure that they are home with their child. You know, I think that New York, we can be a family-friendly place and that this bill could be sustainable.
Your bill has been around for about 2 months at this point. Mm-hmm. Does Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie have any plans on convening the chamber to hold a vote prior to the start of the, you know, normal scheduled session in January of 2021?
Well, we're having conversation. I know that the speaker did tweet that, you know, we are always ready and willing to go back to ensure that the people of the state of New York are provided with, you know, support and that we're, you know, we you know, he said that loud and clear. We haven't had conversations exactly on this bill, but definitely that's something that I'm pushing. I'm getting sponsors on the bill, and we hope that it's something that we can get done.
What have you heard from employers or organizations that might represent employers like the Business Council in New York State?
You know, I've only heard good things. You know, I've heard only positive feedback from employers and employees because this is a plan for educating our kids and safeguarding our children.
More broadly, turning to childcare in New York, this has been an issue throughout the pandemic, the shape of the industry and what it's able to maintain and withstand right now, because this has been a real trying time. What's your impression of childcare industry in New York? Do you feel like it's standing on firm legs at this point?
No, I think it's on a shoestring. You know, the childcare system is struggling. You know, remember, at the end of the day, childcare centers, daycare centers are a business. And we've seen that their revenue has been falling in the sense that they have to reduce slots, they have to pay for PPEs and disinfectants. And so, you know, it's a situation where, you know, the cost of doing business has increased for them and the revenue is not there to support that. So, you know, definitely we need federal assistance. I've been calling on the federal government to give $50 billion nationwide to child care. Just at least give a life support to the child care system throughout the country. And a lot of that money could come back to the state of New York, which will help our child care system. But definitely, you know, we need to really focus on that. The road to recovery lies in child care. If families don't have a place to put their children, and we're talking about, you know, the situation with remote learning where many parents have to stay home because of remote learning, it's just going to become an unsustainable situation.
Back in the summer, the Cuomo administration announced a second round of federally available funding for child care providers that was made from the federal money, the CARES Act, back in March. My understanding from providers is that that money from the summer still hasn't gone out the door. Do you feel like the Cuomo administration has done enough to firm up child care providers, or have they mostly just been about rhetoric during this pandemic?
I believe the money just recently went out, thanks to Assemblywoman Hevesy and Assemblywoman Dina Lopardo. They did a great campaign to encourage the executive to disseminate that money, and some of that money has gone out the door. But more needs to be done, excuse me, because there's been a systematic disinvestment in childcare. And so, you know, there's always more that could be done to assist childcare centers. Because at the end of the day, New York is only as strong as its family.
We've been speaking with Assemblymember Mikhail Solaj. She's a Long Island Democrat and sponsor of a bill that would reform paid family leave to make it accessible to parents who have kids doing remote learning. Assemblymember, thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by Destiny USA. Shopping, dining, and entertainment all in one location. For more information, go to www.destinyusa.com.